It's Tuesday, the 24th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 24 of App Talk, my daily podcast that I'm producing for the Audio Mo Challenge. I'm trying to record a new piece of audio every day during the month of June, and I've chosen to talk about some of my favourite apps during this time. And today I want to talk about one that is an absolutely firm favourite in this house, particularly with my four-year-old son. And it's an app called Endless Numbers. It's developed by a company called Originator Inc. It's available on the iOS platform. It's a universal app, so it runs on the iPad, the iPhone and the iPod Touch. And it requires a minimum of iOS version 5, so it will run on those doddery old original iPads that I know some of you are still running with. It's a free app to download. The free download gives you access to a part of the app, and there is then a single in-app purchase to unlock the full app if you want to do that. So, free to try, but if you like it, there's an in-app purchase to pay if you want the full thing. So what is this app? Well, it's an app that's aimed at toddlers and preschool kids that helps them learn early numeracy, early number familiarity, and simple things like that. So it's got a section for each of the numbers, and in the free version it's numbers 1 to 5, and in the paid version you unlock all the numbers up to including 25, so you get kind of a fifth of the content for free. The app opens with a big wheel, and there are little cars all the way around the big wheel, each with a different number in it, and the child can spin the big wheel and choose the number that they want. And each number has got its own little mini game. It might be teaching you a number sequence, it might be teaching you a simple sum. They're predominantly sort of puzzle type things, and it's predominantly matching. So the numbers will perhaps line up and then they'll go wandering off across the screen, and you'll just see the dots where they were and you have to drag them back into the right places. It's that kind of thing. The developer behind this has already developed a couple of other apps. There's Endless Reader and Endless Alphabet. Both of which we already have, both of which my son already loves. And if you've got any familiarity with those apps, Endless Numbers is reassuringly familiar. A lot of the functionality is the same. So if you're dragging a number around on the screen all the time you drag it, it says the name of the number. And the same with numerical operators, so a plus sign or an equal sign, again it says that as you drag it around. So there's an awful lot of reinforcement and just learning those early numbers and patterns. What do I love about it? Well, it's a really cute style. It's all kind of based on monsters, so there's kind of slightly cutesy monsters throughout the app. The controls are really intuitive. My son's never had any problems getting it doing what he wants it to do. It's funny and it makes him giggle as well. Each mini game seems to end with a little animation and the monsters are doing silly things, and you know, it's all very light-hearted and great fun. You know, there's no kind of scores or getting stuff wrong or anything like that. It's a really, really kid-friendly game for young kids. Is there anything I think could be better about the app? Well, no, I don't, but there's a little proviso here that says, if your child plays with this app as much as my child plays with this app, you might get sick of certain numbers. My son definitely has a favourite number that he will go back to again and again and again, and because each of the numbers is spoken in a slightly different style, you'll kind of get used to repeating the noise of each number as it goes around. And for my son, it's 18, which goes 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, as you're dragging it around the screen. And we get a lot of that at home. So it may drive you slightly mad, but actually it's, you know, it's a good educational app, and I'm prepared to put up with it for the sake of that. So what do parents need to know about this app? Well, it's categorised in the App Store as best for ages 0 to 5, and I think that's about right. It really is a good sort of preschool type app. I've mentioned before there's this single in-app purchase, so you get the first five numbers for free. If you want all the numbers up to 25, it's £2.99, which I don't think is unreasonable for an app of this quality at all. Once you've paid that, there are no further in-app purchases. There's no advertising. It's a completely child-friendly app. To make that in-app purchase, you actually have to go into a protected area, which is protected by needing to enter a three-digit code to get past it. And the code is written out in words for each number. So if you need to enter 139 to proceed, it will say the words 1, the word 3, the word 9, and you just type that on the screen. So your average preschooler is not going to manage to break into the parents' area. There's a link to more on the home screen. It's protected by that same number sequence security again. And that just links out to the other apps by the developer on the App Store. So Endless Reader and Endless Alphabet. Also off the home screen, there's an info section. Again, it's got that same protection. And inside there, there's a link to share the app with your social friends, a link to the developer's Twitter and Facebook pages, and a link off to the support site if you need any help with the app. So there's no unnecessary external links, and everything is very sensibly protected by something that your young child is not going to be able to crack on their own. So what's my verdict on this app? Oh, it's just fun. It's really, really fun. And, you know, kids love it, and I love it, and it's just a good one. And, you know, given that you can download and test it for free, it's one of those ones that kind of falls into the no-brainer category for me. It's worth grabbing and just seeing what your child makes of it. But I warn you, they'll probably love it, and it might well end up costing you £2.99. But that's not so hard, really, is it? All the information that I give in this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but please check facts before making any purchases, because stuff can change really quickly in the App Store. You can find all the other episodes of my App Talk podcast at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they also all copy across to my blog as well, so that's all located over at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.